It's very shocking. You know, I first saw it, obviously coming across Twitter and didn't want to believe it. And one thing I just thought about him maybe a few weeks ago, and he was a great teammate, a great player, and it's really sad. You know, I really feel for his kids. You know, because I got a chance to see them around when we played together in New England.
Have you had any contact with him in recent years? He last played with the Patriots back in 2009. Have you had any contact at all with him in recent years?
Yeah, I haven't spoke with him recently, you know, within the last few months, but within the last year, I've texted with him, you know, just checking in. And he was always one of those guys, he calls everybody buddy. You know, everybody's buddy. Whether you know you or not, you're his buddy. You know, I just text him just to say hello and just let him know I was thinking about him. He's one of those players, like everybody's saying, who I really looked up to before. When I think I was in high school, he was playing. So having a chance to actually be in the same locker room with him was amazing.
Yeah, and if you would, elaborate a little bit on the type of teammate he was inside that locker room.
He made everybody better. You know, when he came to New England, he was obviously very accomplished. He had his way of doing things. He had his routine. And being a young player, being able to watch him, a guy who was obviously a Hall of Fame player, I can remember one time coming into the facility at about 5 in the morning, and I had to come early for treatment or something, and I could hear the island music playing in the weight room. I go in the weight room, and he's in there barefoot lifting weights 5 in the morning. I mean, this is a guy who had been to multiple Pro Bowls, so it was just a testament to his hard work and the way he was on the field. He gave everything 100%. I mean, when he would be out there at practice, he'd be going full speed, and he was the same way in the game.